From the newsroom,
I'm Peter Killeen. Due to a relatively low fall Chinook abundance forecast in 2018, the Yurok tribe has canceled its commercial fishery for a third consecutive year. Normally this time of year, hundreds of Yurok citizens would be working on the water and on the docks at the mouth of the Klamath River. Those living wage jobs critical for the Yurok tribe and the nearby town of Klamath, where the unemployment rate is higher than 30%. The forecast for the fall run of Klamath River Chinook salmon shows a modest improvement over the past 2 years. In 2016 and 2017, the salmon runs were the smallest on record. During those years, the allowable harvest numbers did not come close to satisfying the tribe's subsistence needs, let alone allowing for a commercial fishery. This year, there will be a marginal harvest of salmon for subsistence, ceremony, and tribal elders. Sniffing out pot grow operations, over the past 2 days, the Humboldt Sheriff's Drug Enforcement Unit has served 4 search warrants in the eastern Humboldt area, 2 warrants served in the Red Cap Road area, 1 in the area of Orchard Park Lane of Willow Creek, and 1 served in the area of Waterman's Ridge. From those 4 search warrants, a total of 6,000 marijuana plants were located and eradicated, a butane honey oil lab located as well and dismantled. Multiple environmental violations were observed, including water diversion, sediment pollution, and trash dumped in waterways. No word on arrests in the operation. Humboldt County Planning and Building Department later this month will transition to a new online system to process building and land use permits. Beginning September 24th, the Planning and Building Department will conduct business using the Acela system, the new platform providing enhanced automation services related to processing permits, reducing the reliance on paper, and providing better communication with citizens. Marcy Kitchen Tuesday handed 8 years in state prison in connection with the drunken driving deaths of her daughter Kaya Kitchen and her friend Faith Sarnas. Kitchen admitted driving drunk and striking the two with her vehicle on July 12th of 2016. The 41-year-old Kitchen receiving 2 years for vehicular manslaughter, 5 years for hit and run, and an extra year because there was more than one victim. Park rangers with Redwood National and State Parks requesting the public's help tracking down 2 individuals wanted for a crime. Earlier this month, a vehicle was broken into while parked in the Newton B. Drury Parkway in Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. Not long afterward, a credit card stolen during the burglary was used at both Target and Walmart stores in Eureka. They've identified one of the suspects as 30-year-old Candace Swain of Klamath. The other suspect is a man with a shaved head wearing a white shirt and jeans. Rangers have not been able to identify him. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.